When did people recognize the writing as authoritative? Well, here are some inadequate views. Is it old? Yeah, it's really old. Put it in the Bible. No, that's not going to work. Was it written in Hebrew? Yeah, belongs in the Bible then, doesn't it? Isn't that what the Old Testament was written in Hebrew? Well, that's not going to work. It agrees with the Torah, the first five books, right? Yeah, well, then shouldn't it be in the Bible? That's not going to be good enough. Religious value? Well, that's not going to be good enough either. All right, some correct views. A book is valuable because it came from God. A book is canonical because it's inspired of God. And then we have the testimony of Christ as something that helps us understand how these books came together. Because Jesus taught definitively that God was the author or the originator of the Hebrew Old Testament. Every section of the Old Testament is mentioned by Jesus. He authenticated persons and events like the Garden of Eden, Jonah and the whale, and Daniel and so on. And Jesus called the Old Testament the Word of God. So, the development and history of the canon, three easy steps as we conclude. How did the canon of Scripture come together? It was inspired of God, it was recognized by men of God, and then it was collected and preserved by the people of God. Never a vote, never a council. Those are just the three easy steps. And we've looked at and we've journeyed through from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and we've seen how these books became part of the Bible, the canonical books, is these three easy steps. All right, you might have some questions, and I've already got a couple that have been submitted that we'll talk about. And so, if you can stay, we're not going to stay for long, maybe 5 minutes or so, and answer a few questions. You're more than welcome to stay, but if you need to go, that's okay too. We understand that you've got other things to do, maybe children to get to bed and so on. But before we do that, we want to make this point. While we're talking some technical things about the Bible, it's always important for us to remember that we will be judged by this book. And as Satan does his very best to discredit the Bible and to make us think that maybe we don't have all of the inspired books, or maybe there are other books that should have belonged in the Bible that aren't in it, or maybe we've got some books that don't belong, all of that is making us doubt that book. And that book is the one that will judge us on the last day, according to Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Have you been obedient to what the Bible teaches? If you have not obeyed the gospel, then we want to encourage you tonight to do exactly that by believing in Jesus as the Son of God and repenting of your sins, confessing Him as Lord, and then being immersed in the waters of baptism. The Bible says that when you do that, you unite yourself with Christ. You've clothed yourself with Christ, and at that point in time, you've had the benefit of Christ's shed blood on the cross. And then from that point on, we've got the responsibility of being faithful to Him. And if you haven't been doing that, though, the good news is that God is still the same God that was willing to forgive based on what it is that Christ did. And all you have to do, if you've been baptized, is repent. If you'd like to get the prayers of this congregation, or you want ready to be baptized tonight, we encourage you to do that while we stand and sing this song of encouragement.